السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
says, in today's sermon I will also continue with the discussion of the attribute Ar-Rahman of God, but today I will discuss it in the light of Ahadith. With reference to the Rahman attribute of God, there are innumerable Ahadith, and I have selected some of them, in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has admonished us, and from various angles the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained this attribute so that we can have a true understanding and knowledge of this attribute. By attracting Allah's this attribute of Rahman within the worshippers, and they should make us bow to God, with which each every fiber in our body should become grateful to God. And also we should pay attention to saying durood prayers for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which link us the weak servants of God, link with God, and by admonishing us in various ways the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made us to understand it, and by establishing his own example has guided us to walk on those paths. Before I discuss those ahadith, I want to discuss the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be a a manifestation of this attribute. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the best illustration and manifestation of Rahman attribute is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Muhammad means most praiseworthy, and Rahman means to give people to bestow on believer and non-believer without their asking. Therefore, when Allah will give without the asking, He will definitely be praised. Therefore, the Holy Prophet, within the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rahman attribute of God was manifested at its peak, as far as the worshippers are concerned. And this beauty of and eloquence of the words of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and his being a servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and reflect the true station of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has done, no one else can reach that. The Rahman attribute manifestation which Promised Messiah has mentioned, and we will witness in the ahadith where how Allah manifests His attribute of Rahman. And at the same time, we also notice that in the discussion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he mentions the attribute of God, there is a special beauty in his words, so that the servants of Allah can receive the highest beneficence of this attribute of God. There are also some hadiths which touch the kindness to animals, and there also we notice that this passion of mercy and compassion for the animals, how with the great passion the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions his attraction and restlessness for it. In the last sermon, I had mentioned this restlessness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that despite the Rahman attribute of God, because of this misfortune, why do the people deserve punishment of God? In this connection, there is a hadith which is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the most truthful, Abu al-Qasim, saying that compassion is taken away from the most unfortunate ones. So in this hadith, whereas it mentioned that they are not deserving compassion of God, but there the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also given a glad tiding of vast mercy of God together with this warning, that those who do not exceed the limit set by God, then they do not remain deprived of the mercy of God. But the deprived one is only those who exceeds those divine limits, limits set by God. And therefore, a believer should desire and make an effort that he should benefit from the Rahman attribute of God, and also from other attributes, so that he can be beneficiary of Allah's mercies and rewards more than most. There is a hadith reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that if a man knows, believer knows the punishment of God and other, they will never desire entry to paradise. But if a unbeliever remains, that how much mercy Allah has, compassion Allah has, no one will despair to entry to paradise. Allah had divided into 100 parts His Rahman attribute, or Rahmah and passion. He gave one to His creatures and 99 are with God. That whatever creation, believers and unbelievers there are, and also other life, they only benefit and have shared only 1% of the compassion of God. What it means, that it does not mean that a man becoming believer, he cannot be deprived of it. It is said that if a believer were to know the punishment of God, no one will hope for paradise. But if an unbeliever were to know of His compassion, he will always have a hope that he will enter paradise. So if a believer has no hope, that then no one will have the courage to believe. What it means is that since a believer, because of his God-fearing and also knowing the other attributes of God, and he advances in that knowledge, therefore a believer has the fear that because of his any misdeeds, he may not deserve Allah's displeasure. Therefore, he would try to follow the right path, and to deserve Allah's blessings, he supplicates to God. Allah has also taught us those prayers, which we should do, so that a believer should continue to be beneficiary of the paradise. For example, it says, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. O our Lord, we have wronged our soul. If you will not forgive us and have mercy on us, we will be among the losers. Therefore, the true believer is only he who has fear of God in his heart, and despite his knowing that Allah's mercy encompasses everything, he should continue to fear God in case any of his misdeed can deprive him of that mercy. If this will be a believer's state, then there will be rain of Allah's mercy and blessings more than all else on His servant. And Promise Messiah says, for every sinful act, whether it's outward or hidden, whether he knows about it or does not know about it, he must always continue to beg forgiveness of Allah from all sinful acts. We should recite Adam's prayer, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana lanakunanna minal taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Promise Messiah says this prayer has already been accepted by God. So whereas a believer should worry, he should also have the trust and be sure that for Allah bestowing him with further blessings, Allah has taught him a prayer. And in another place, Allah has comforted the believer, لا تخنتو من رحمة الله, that you must never despair from Allah's mercy. So this hadith is not to make you despair. Firstly, it is explains, as I have just mentioned, and secondly, when Allah's mercy is for others, only 1% and 99% is with Him, then you will have to be given untold reward of good deeds that you would do. Then is another report which is similar to the first one. Hazrat Abu Huraira reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are 100-fold mercy for God, and out of it He has only given 1%, has divided among all the creatures. For which they show kindness to each other and show compassion to each other. And through this, the beastly animals even love their young ones and offsprings. And this 1% Allah has given to all the men and other living beings, and 99 He has kept with Him, which will operate during the Day of Judgment, at the Day of Judgment, as there is the first hadith where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is a misfortune of man that he remains deprived of that great mercy. So if despite this, if a man does not deserve his mercy, it is certainly his misfortune. You should always beg Allah's mercy. And you must never commit purposely an act or intentionally an act by which man is being deprived of Allah's mercy. How does Allah show mercy to His servants? Let me put two examples before you, which show how Allah's mercy encompasses everything. Hazrat Abu Sa'id reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about a man and said that there was a man who Allah had bestowed wealth and all other blessings. When he was near his death, he said to his children that, how was a good father for you? They said, you were the best father for us. But he said, but I have left no good deed for God. When I will be presented to God, He will punish me because I have done no good deed. Therefore, listen attentively that when I die, burn me. And when I become ashes, then you should grind me and let all the ashes fly in the air. And he took a binding covenant from them. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, by God, their children did exactly as their father bid. When this all happened, then Allah gathered all his ashes and he stood up as a man. Then Allah asked him, O my servant, what had excited you to do this? He said, it was your fear, O my Lord. At this, Allah showed mercy to him. He said, if you had so much fear on me, I will show mercy to you and forgive you. There is another report which is from Hazrat Abu Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there was a person of Bani Israel who had killed 99 people. When he came out and asked people about repentance, and he asked a holy man, can I be forgiven? I have killed 99 people. I am most sinful. He said, no, you won't. There is no way out. Such a wicked man who has killed so many people, murdered so many people, he will not be forgiven. So he said, if I have killed 99, I might as well kill you. So he killed 100. And he continued to ask various holy people, is there any way out to be forgiven? A holy man said to him that, go to such a town. No, this man said, go to such a town, there is a holy man, he may be able to guide you. As he was going towards that town, he died on the way. So when the time came for his death, he had a deep realization. As he was falling, he faced his bosom towards that town. When he killed, then the angels of punishment and mercy reached him. Each one wanted to pick him up and they started quarreling. As they approached him, the angels of mercy said he was going towards on a path towards forgiveness, therefore we will take them. But the angels of punishment said he was a very wicked person, we will take him. So Allah said Allah commanded the town to which he was going that he should come nearer, and the town he had left on his journey, he said, move away. And then he commanded the angels to measure the distance from the two towns, and he was nearer to the town where there was a holy man he was going to see, only a hand's sort of length. And then Allah forgave him. So this is Allah's mercy. But those who insist and persist on sinfulness, sinful acts, Allah has given a warning of punishment. To deserve Allah's mercy and His blessings, it is essential that you should start walking towards goodness. When you realize your sinfulness, and then if man commits a mistake, then he should realize Allah's mercy and he should try to protect himself from further sinful act. Only then he can have this hope which Allah has gave us glad tidings, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, that you should not despair from Allah's mercy. Then what was the method of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The rahmatul lil alameen, of to create the understanding of Rahman attribute. There is a report by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that a man visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was accompanied by his young son and he tried to embrace him. At this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you show compassion to this child? He said, yes, I do. Allah says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah shows you more compassion and love than what you show to this child, and he is most merciful among those who show mercy. These days maybe people would not realize this, but in the Arab society, those who know about Arab society, they realize that they were very hard and harsh in their attitudes. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's before his advent, very seldom people show love to their children. Once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was showing love to his grandchildren, he said, oh, he was surprised. He said, you are showing love to your child and kissing them. He said, I have 10 children, I've never kissed them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has made your heart hard. What can I do? Then there is another report, Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr reports. That he heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make this statement on the pulpit, that you should show mercy, you will be shown mercy. You should be forgive, you forgive others, Allah will also forgive you. So such people will be destroyed who hear with one ear and take it away from the other ear. Ruin are those people who, knowing they have done something wrong, they continue to persist on those sinful acts. So this misfortune which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, I had mentioned in my previous hadith, that because of this persistence, as I had told you in the last sermon with reference to the words of promised Messiah, that woman yamal miskala zarratin sharran yarah about that verse, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that because of their persistence of evil, that is why he is rewarded by being deprived of compassion of God. There is another report by Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah. He says that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will not show mercy on those who do not show compassion to his fellow men. So your mutual relations, you should keep in mind the compassion for the close relations, your friends, and you show mercy to your neighbors, and you should have the rights of others and be always filled with the feeling of mercy. Let me explain further that when I am talking on this subject, many such people against whom I have taken action, they say despite this discussion of mercy, we are not shown compassion and not forgiven. Those who have been, we have taken disciplinary action about other, those members. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said we should show mercy in the same way the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that there is also Jamaat and the Caliph should overlook people's fault. But those who persist on something wrong, which I have mentioned, if they are if we take disciplinary action against them, it is a punishment. And you can see that when some people did not take part in a battle, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ, because they were, had no justifiable reason to be absent, the Holy Prophet ﷺ had boycotted them and also commanded their wives that they should have no relation with them. There was one among them who was old, and he was so weak, and he wept and was always lying on his bed. His wife said that asked the Holy Prophet ﷺ, said that can I cook food for him because he's very, very weak. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said yes, go ahead with it. So this condition of that man was known to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he's so weak, he cannot even get up, he is begging Allah's forgiveness. Despite that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, although was rahmatul alameen, he had a passion for mercy, but he punished, let this punishment continue till the Allah had forgiven him. And he continued to suffer that punishment. So those people who are suffering punishment, firstly, they should realize that they must not insist on something. If they made a mistake, they must not persist. They should try to go away from it and remove it. And if they will persist, then there is disciplinary action. And if disciplinary action has been taken, they must not then give reference to compassion, that we should show, be shown kindness. And those whosoever rights you have not fulfilled, you will have to fulfill them before you are forgiven. And sometimes they're irregular in the requirements of the Jamaat, and as long as you do not remove them and compensate them, there is going to be disciplinary action, and people should understand this suffering. And then admonishing us, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Zarbi says that I heard Anas bin Malik says that an old man came to visit the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People were lax in giving him room, space. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who do not show the mercy to younger than him and does not respect the elders, he is not one among us. So sometimes this is happens even in their homes, and Sarullah Istama, I had admonished them, because the elderly people were still standing and the young were sitting, and I had told them to give them seats. And this mercy should be visible in women, men, children, and then they will also be benefiting from the prayer of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he said, the one who does not show mercy, he will not be one of us, then how will he deserve the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's prayers? So, as therefore, you should try to do good deeds which deserve you of our Holy Prophet's prayers. This creates an atmosphere of love and compassion in this society. There is another report that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the marks of the dwellers of paradise. He said there are three types of dwellers of paradise. Such a ruler who is just and is intelligent and is giving alms. And such a man who shows mercy to, and he is kind-hearted for the Muslims and for others. And the other thing he said, the one who is in trouble but does not beg, and he gives alms. And Umar Rahman bin Bashir says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on the pulpit, the one who does not render thanks to God on little things, he does not render thanks on greater things, and the one who is not thankful to people, he is not thankful to God. And to mention Allah's blessings is gratitude, and to for not to mention them is ungrateful. And Jamaat is mercy, and to be away from Jamaat is punishment. So this is also a blessings of God, that we should be thankful to God that in this time the Allah has enabled us to join the followers of the Holy Prophet, Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and this way we should deserve Allah's mercy. So with this rendering of thanks that Allah has opened an additional door and gate for His mercy for us, and we should also carry out that requirement which is of showing mercy to mankind, and that is to convey the message of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam to the people which he brought from God, and then to pray for mankind that may Allah guide them to the right path and enable them to understand the truth. What should be the levels of people's love for each other and their mercy? And what is the expectation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from us? There is a report that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that people should show mercy to each other, to love each other, and to show kindness. You will find them as one body. When a part of man's body is sick, the whole body suffers a fever. So this is the condition of man's body during illness, and this should be the condition of a believer for other believers, rather than harming them. And not to realize this, his suffering, you should realize his suffering and also pray for him. And this is the society which Islam wants to set. And because of the Rahman attribute of God and the merciful, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us to do. There is a report that how the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam admonished us to treat the animals. Hazrat Umama reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one shows compassion, even if you show even on the animal which is being slaughtered as a sacrifice for God, Allah will show mercy to the slaughterer on the day of judgment. That is, even slaughtering an animal, you should make sure the knife is sharp, and so that the animal does not suffer, and you should wield the knife quickly and rapidly. Muawiyah bin Qurra reports from his father that a man said, "O the Messenger of Allah, when I slaughter my sheep, I show mercy." At which the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "If you show mercy to the sheep, Allah will also show mercy to you." And the Holy Prophet ﷺ repeated twice, and this is the importance of showing mercy to animals. There is another report that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he was traveling, he put up camp, and a man took up the eggs from the nest of a bird, at which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before this, that where the Holy Prophet ﷺ was sitting, the bird came over the head of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and started showing his unease. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Who has taken his eggs?" And one person said, "I have admitted that I have taken its egg." The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that by showing the kindness to this bird, you should put this egg back into its nest. There is another report of a camel that the Holy Prophet ﷺ saw something in his eyes that is burdened more than his capacity, and he admonished his owner and said that you should show mercy to the animals. Allah, as a result, will show mercy to you. In the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes without keeping in view the station of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of being Rahmatul Alameen, they used to demand from him to curse somebody. Generally, the Holy Prophet ﷺ ignored them, but when somebody persisted lovingly, he would admonish him and would make him realize. And then whosoever they were complaining against, the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to pray instead. There is Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf, the slave who was then freed with him. He said, "I heard the Abu Huraira saying that when we were in the company of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, somebody came from the Qais tribe. He said, 'Oh, the Messenger of Allah, curse Khamir.'" The Holy Prophet ignored him. Then he approached him from another direction and said the same thing. The Holy Prophet turned in the other direction, and then he said, "Allah may show mercy on Khamir, because he is good and he provides with his hand, and they also are peaceful people." This was the tribe. Khamir, and see that how beautifully he reformed and set right to this man who was demanding a curse for him. Rather than that, the Holy Prophet prays for him and told him that you should pray. This is what is good, and this is the kindness of the believers between themselves, which will increase their feelings of love and affection, and a man honors and respects his fellow believer. Then there is another prayer which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has taught us to deserve Allah's mercy. Hazrat Ibn Masood reports that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Whosoever prayed that, 'O Allah, who has created heaven and earth, who knows the seen and the unseen, and also that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is your servant and messenger. If you let me be in the part of myself, it will drag me to evil and will remove me from good. And therefore, I cannot then depend, and I can only depend on your mercy. So, please promise with me which you do not break your promise. Whosoever prayed this, Allah will say to the angels that one of my servant has taken covenant from me, therefore fulfill his this covenant and enter him to paradise. So this prayer of taking a covenant from God is also reminding us that we should continue to examine ourselves, that whether he is begging Allah's blessing and mercy. Therefore, you should pay attention and do such deeds which will attract Allah's pleasure. And if there are some shortcomings after that, then Allah's mercy you will deserve. But if you insist that I beg from Allah's mercy and continue to persist on evil and injustice, and then he will not be included among those people who are shown mercy. Because first it says that I may not be in the clutches of myself. So if you will pray, then Allah's mercy will be shown to you continuously. There is another prayer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khalid bin Imran reports that Hazrat Ibn Umar reports that very seldom did the Holy Prophet left a gathering without praying for them. O Allah, let us have fear between you, we should intervene between us and your displeasure. So this is the prayer, that we should have such a fear of God that it should intervene between us and disobedience, and enable us to do things which will take us to your paradise, and give us such a certain faith which will make the suffering of the world easy, and let us benefit from our eyes and other limbs as long as we live, and make us those our beneficiary, and you should be the one who takes revenge from our enemies and opposed to our enemies. Please help us, and our problems must not arise because of our faith, and just to earn the material things must not be our aim, and do not impose anyone from us who does not show compassion to us. So this prayer should be repeated by the Ahmadis a great deal in every country, wherever there are unjust rulers, and they are grinding their citizens in injustice and oppression. May Allah enable them, may Allah free them, and the Ahmadis should live freely according to their faith. Now I will mention some incidents which happened in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I will also give reference to his practice with reference to Rahman attribute. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b reports that Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, used to be emboldened to ask the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam things which other people hesitated. Hazrat Abu Huraira asked, "O the Messenger of Allah, about prophethood, what did you notice first?" At this, the Holy Prophet ﷺ stood up and said, "O Abu Huraira, you have asked me about the time when in the desert I was 10 years and few months old. What did I hear? A voice from above. A man says to the other, "Is he the same?" The other said, "Yes, he is." Then they came in front of me with such faces which I have never seen among the people. And they were such souls which I had never seen among people. Their clothes were such which I had never seen before. And they walked towards me until they caught me with my arms, but I did not feel their hold. One of them said to his companions, "Cut off his bosom." And one bent over me and he cut me in such a way that I did not see any blood or any pain. And one of them said, "Take out any rancor and envy from it. And then they took out something and thrown it away. And then he said, "Now you put the mercy and kindness in him." And he took out something like shining like silver, and he said, he put it in me, and then he said, "Get up, and you are okay." And then I came back that I have kindness and mercy for everyone. And right from the childhood, after this experience, Allah had filled the passion of mercy in him. And then they shining gradually, and they reached their climax after he became the prophet. Anas bin Malik reports that I never saw anyone showing kindness and mercy to his household more than what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had shown to his household. There is another report. Hazrat Abu Huraira says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "O the Messenger of Allah, curse the idolaters." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I have not been raised to curse people. I have been raised as an embodiment of mercy." So when somebody said, curse someone else, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, whatever we have just seen, that he also had said a prayer. Here he was asked to curse the idolaters. Even then he says that, "I have not been raised to curse people. If only today the Muslim Ummah should adopt this example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather than cursing and abusing and showing oppression, they should reform themselves and should always show compassion and kindness to other people, so that they are beneficiary of Allah's mercy." Hazrat Abu Huraira reports that Tufail bin Amr and his companions visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and submitted, "O the Messenger of Allah, such us tribe has rejected your invitation, therefore you should pray against them." And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed that, "O Allah, guide us tribe and bring them to the right path." This was his attitude of mercy for all of them. There is another report that a Jewish boy was serving the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was not well, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited him, and sitting by his bed he asked his condition and invited him to accept Islam. The boy looked towards his father, who was sitting nearby, and his father said, "Accept whatever Abul Qasim says," that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he accepted Islam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned happily by saying that all praise is with Allah who had saved him from the fire of hell. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ, who was filled with the passion of mercy, could not bear that a man who has been serving me, he should be suffer punishment of God. So this boy, which was on his deathbed, he was not going to increase the number of Muslims, nor he could be used for anything else. As long as he was serving the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he was preaching him but never compelled him. He remained Jew, but when he was on deathbed, then to try to make his next life good, he invited him to Islam, and then the Holy Prophet ﷺ was pleased when he accepted Islam. Our opponents now say that the opponent of Islam says that the Islam was spread by force and by sword, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ taught this, except that they are raising these false allegations. They cannot give anything, any evidence for it. There are untold examples in the life of the Holy Prophet ﷺ where there is any mention of force or compulsion. It is his love and his compassion which made people to accept Islam. But those who are blind and their hearts have coverings, this is what they speak. What was the example which the Holy Prophet ﷺ set for love for his children? I have already mentioned earlier, Hazrat Usama bin Zayd reports that the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to make me sit on one leg and Hassan on the other, and used to embrace both of us and pray that, O Allah, I show mercy in these two, please also treat them kindly. These were a few examples which I have quoted. How the Holy Prophet ﷺ told his followers to understand Rahman God and reminded them how they will get closeness to Rahman God, how you will share in his mercy, how to share from his mercy, you should show compassion to each other. With his example, with his life, he set such examples by witnessing them, the believers, gain the true understanding and knowledge. So when Rahman God had sent the Holy Prophet ﷺ as Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy for the whole world, he did his duty to it with his teaching and his example. Not only in this particular attribute, but in all other attributes, the Holy Prophet ﷺ achieved the climax. But he was so fearful of God that there is a report by Hazrat Abu Huraira that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "No one will give you salvation through your action and deeds." And somebody said, "You also, the Holy Prophet ﷺ," he said, "Yes, except that Allah will cover me in His mercy." So you can see the person whose life, his sleeping and waking hours was to develop a relationship with God and to gain His love. About the Holy Prophet ﷺ, Allah Himself had asked him to declare in the Holy Quran, "Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen." That declare that my worship and my sacrifice and my living and my dying is for the sake of Allah, who is Lord of all the worlds. Despite that, the Holy Prophet ﷺ says that it is only the mercy of Allah which can cover me. His life, his death, his worship, all his good acts were of such a high level which no one can touch. as you said, that Allah Himself is bearing the testimony that this was the highest station that He had attained. Even then He says that if I will gain salvation, it will only be through the mercy of God. Therefore, to attract the Rahman attribute and to supplicate and ask for His mercy, and as Allah has mentioned in the prayers in the Holy Quran, it is most essential. And a believer make the attribute of Rahman attribute of God, make the believer to bow to God and to supplicate for His mercy. And this is the mark of a believer.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.